Baptist Church. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out a tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. As you may know, Pastor and Mrs. Otero are on vacation and plan to return on Saturday, October 3rd. We trust they're relaxing and enjoying the beach and the sunshine. We are grateful that God has given us Associate Pastor Tomlinson, who also loves God's word, and which love God has put in his heart. We're thankful that he will be in the pulpit today to expound that word. And as is customary, on the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Everyone is, of course, invited to enjoy the good food and the fellowship. With the exception of the 2 o'clock service today at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon, all other activities are scheduled, canceled for this afternoon. There is a slight correction in your bulletin. The special music near the conclusion of the service is shown as the men's group. Actually, it will be the Doolittle family who will be treating us with their special music. Please refer to the bulletin, the insert in your bulletin, for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. And would you please note that the ladies' Bible study group will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. Also, wish to remind you that next Sunday, October 4th, at the 5 o'clock service, we will be celebrating our 27th church anniversary. And we will have a luau-type fellowship, and there are sign-up sheets in the kitchen for food and fellowship. And noting that this is just 1 week away, next Sunday, if you are able to attend and plan to attend, please get your name on the sign-up sheet in the kitchen. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2 through 4. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. We will be singing the first and last stanzas now of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 378, Stand Up for Jesus. Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 181, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we gather together today to honor you and to praise your holy name, to seek wisdom and understanding from you and from your word, to know what it is that we must do in the days to come, that we might live a life that brings honor and glory to your holy name, to serve you, to worship you and praise you at every moment of every day. And Father, I thank you for the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. It is a gift we do not deserve, but from your grace and by your mercy, you have bestowed it. And I pray for the Spirit of God to descend upon each and every one of us, that we might hear the very word of God, that we might believe the word of God, and that we might seek to live the word of God. We do pray for our pastor as he is in Mexico, that you would bless him with wisdom from on high to communicate the gospel with those that are in the hotel compound with him, that though he is there on vacation, we know, O Lord, that he will communicate of you. We look forward to hearing his talks of what it is that he has seen and what he has done through the power and the might of Almighty God. And we pray that you protect him as he returns home and as he comes and joins us again with a heart of rejoicing. And Lord, I lift up to you Henry June and John and his family as he goes up to Washington to find out what's happening with the situation with his mom. They found a tumor, Lord, but you know the situation. And I pray for your healing touch, not only upon the physical body, but most importantly upon the spiritual soul, that they would find encouragement in you to yield themselves to your word. And Father, I pray for our missionaries that are throughout the world, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, Marte Peretti in Buenos Aires, Dante Maruja Rabinas from Iquitos, who are here with us today, Jose and Diane Avila of Costa Rica, and those that are close, Lord. We pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis in Pasadena, California. Lord, we lift them up to you and pray for your spirit to guide them and to teach them, for you to expand their ministry and enable them to reach out to this lost and dying world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to demonstrate the only hope of man, the only Savior of man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you that we do not have to beg for money, but we thank you that you provide. And we pray, Lord, for your provision, for the greatness of your provision, for the work of the ministry, that we would do in your will and abide by your commandments. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 748. We will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for giving us the scriptures, that written record of history that is for our learning, that we may know what is eternal and not be lost in meaninglessness. We have learned that those worldly things that are alluring are fleeting and temporary, and the end thereof is death. We thank you for the gift of faith, that we can know that we have eternal life when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. We thank you for his promises for now and the future, and all this is made possible because he emptied himself of his glory, came to earth in the form of a lowly man, and willingly shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins. Thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to bring the truths from your word. Give us understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that by your grace we may live every day according to that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you, Joe.